in places. Now, I'm joined by Jenny. And before we start off with our chat, you've got a little request that's going out. So who's this for?
Right, this is for Handsome Hansford, Claire Williams, Katie Olivia Bennett, and also my gay husband, Robert Anthony of LGBT Brighton.
And what's the song?
You've Got the Look.
I thought there was another song going there, Jenny. I was like, what's going on?
It's a very long song.
It is. That is a brilliant song. That is the late Prince, who was... Oh, Prince, fantastic.
He was gorgeous.
Yeah. And about our height as well.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
are you, 5'1", 2"?
5 foot.
I'm five foot.
I'm like Kylie Minogue, but with more weight on.
Yeah. I've actually been next to Kylie Minogue, stood next to her, and
she was a little dolly.
She was about the size of one of my arms.
Uh-huh.
Somebody just wanted to kick out of the way. Get out of my way. Now I'm joined in the studio by the very glamorous Jenny from the blog. You can check Jenny's blog out actually at jenjustjenny.blogspot.co.uk, and we'll talk more about that in a while. She's also at Just Jenny Essex on Twitter. And Jenny's here today. It's her first time on the show, and she's come in to talk about aesthetics, beauty brands, products, also ethical aesthetics. Or why did you get involved in aesthetics?
Confidence, basically. My confidence was at a low after I had my children, postnatal depression. I needed something to take me out of that, and that gave me something to concentrate on. And now I feel much more confident about the way I look, which actually brings out my inner confidence.
There will be lots of mums out there probably nodding in agreement, because it does. I mean, people, the thing is oh, you just had a baby, everyone has a baby, it's not, you know, no big deal. But it, if you've not had children before, it is a big, we were saying, it's such a big shock to your system.
It is. You don't know what to do. You think you know what you're going to do, but it's completely different when the baby comes.
Yeah.
My blog is also on Net Mums, by the way, to help other mums. Yeah, that's what Net Mums is all about, basically, as well. It's a good community where everyone can relate to each other and not feel so lonely.
Now, what is aesthetics?
Aesthetics.
Oh, I did still got it wrong.
Aesthetics. Basically, it's non-surgical solutions. So it's improving the way you look, but without cutting or scarring. So you may use Botox, you may use fillers, you may use like a soft surgery solution like Plexxar to remove loose skin, or some thread lifts.
Right. So if we talk about Botox, because that is botulism, but it's a weakened version of it, and that basically will freeze. You can use it if you sweat too much as well, can't you?
Hyperhidrosis, yeah. It's called. Yeah, you can have it on your palms, your soles, and under your armpits.
Yeah. So for your face, I mean, we are used to seeing people probably had too much of it. And I think that's
the frozen look.
Yeah, that's the problem, because people do get very, they look waxy.
Yes, and it's not good. It's not, in my opinion, a good look. Some people like it, but I prefer to have some movement.
Have you tried Botox?
Oh, no, poison? I have it regularly.
You do, right.
I do, yeah. I have it on my head, around my eyes, and also in my jaw, because I grind my teeth. Now, so it's a medical thing too.
You look fantastic, because your face is movable. So I wouldn't have thought you've had Botox.
Yeah,
you've had
anyone that meets me for the first time doesn't know me, doesn't think I've had anything done. It can be addictive. You have to watch yourself and do everything ethically and really, really research your doctors and just not overdo it. One thing at a time, little and often, rather than splat it all in.
Yeah.
You can have PDO threads around your eyes, and that reduces the need for Botox then. It gives you a little lift.
So what do they do with that one?
They're put in with cannula needles.
In your eyelids?
No. Oh. Around, above your eyebrows and around your eyes.
Yeah.
I've had quite a lot of them done around there. And also, you can get something called a Silhouette Soft, which is called the Puppet Facelift.
Yeah.
They're quite strong threads, and they actually make your skin produce collagen over time as well, because they're barbed, but they pull all of the tissues up. It goes through your fatty tissues and pulls everything up. Not lots of downtime at all. And if the doctor knows what they're doing, you won't get a lot of bruising at all.
Do you know what? I'm forever on YouTube looking at different things. I love it. I love watching all the beginning. I go, like, where's the result they had and what does it look like at the end?
Yeah, if you look at my blog, when I first started off at 37 and then I've got a picture at 41, I'm 42 now, there's a huge, huge difference. But over time, people didn't really realise I was having things done. They just thought I looked quite fresh and I'd had a lot of sleep and used a different moisturiser. But you look at these side by side, there's a huge, huge difference.
Now, we've got to talk about a mask here, which I'm going to be trying out. Hopefully I'll be doing
the
this
before Well mask. It's Well.
Heilwoll in Switzerland.
It's in the UK too.
Yep, okay. Yeah. So Well, made in California for women everywhere, luxury facial mask treatment. But this isn't just an ordinary face mask.
No, it's the best one I've tried. Yep. It is the best one. It's actually a collagen mask on a gel matrix. It warms to your skin and then it penetrates through your skin. Clinical trials have come out that women and men that have used this mask have up to 7 days hydration afterwards. So it's like a proper treatment that you can use at home, or you can have it after a treatment to calm your skin down.
We're going to play another song. This is going out to who? This is David Bowie's Modern Love.
Oh, this is for my lovely family, my husband Nick and my little ones Layla and Jamie.
That is the fantastic David Bowie or Bowie?
Bowie. My love. I love him.
I can tell you're a fan, but I've got to look then. Make sure I get his name right.
How dare you?
I'm joined in the studio by Jenny Essex, who is a journalist and blogger. And she's here to talk about aesthetics and also ethical aesthetics as well. Now, you were talking off air. We were talking about the work that you've had done on your eyes, which is called Plexar.
Plexar, yeah. Plexar.
So tell us about it.
It's plasma fusion. So it removes the skin. Kind of disintegrates, burns the skin away.
So do they do it in like little shots with a laser? So you lay there with your eyes shut?
It's with a plasma pen, yeah.
Right.
You have numbing cream for 45 minutes first.
Yep.
Depending on your pain threshold, it can hurt, it may not hurt. If your pain threshold is, you know, you really need it, you can have a local anaesthetic. Yeah, it burns and you get scabs. There's a few days downtime.
Yeah.
But once those scabs fall, it looks very good. It looks tight. And I'm telling you, I've got Disney eyes now, whereas they were quite saggy before.
And so they go, how long does it take per eye? Is it literally just going dump, 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 slightly in dots? Or?
Well, Dr. Liakas that did mine is very expert, so it didn't take him very long at all, but he is very thorough. And he's number one for Plexar in this country as well. Yeah.
And you can use Plexar on different parts of the face and body, or is it just for the eyes?
Oh, no. You can use it to do a facelift, a neck lift, a tummy tuck, under your arms, what they call bingo wings.
Yeah.
You can remove scars, stretch marks, tattoos even. Yeah, the skin is fusing and it's like baby skin when the scabs come away. So it's just new, brand new, tight, lovely skin.
And you have to sort of, as you said, be careful with sun, going out in the sun, and put protection on your face.
Yeah, and always wear the makeup that they provide for you until all the redness goes away.
And how long does that normally take with your eyes?
With my eyes, about a month or two, depending on how much you have done on your eyes. But, I'm still covering mine at the moment.
Yeah.
But they're just tiny, tiny bit pink now.
And how long do the results last? Is that sort of ongoing?
That's it. Permanent.
Yeah.
You're done.
Right.
So, no cutting, no scarring. You've had your eye lift and it's done. And it is much more, well, it's much less expensive than an actual eye lift as well.
You went to Pride, which was last weekend.
Yeah.
And I just never thought about this, actually, but we were talking about sort of surgery for the lesbian and gay community. So
the transgender community.
Transgender. Don't forget transgender as well.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Transgenders, obviously, it could be man to woman or woman to man. So the woman might want to masculinize her face with some fillers along the jawline. The man to woman might want fuller lips, jaw Botox, to slim down the face, Botox to soften the head and eye area. That's all done in the clinics. Men have different kind of Botox to women if they want to look more masculine, if they're, you know, if they're butch men.
Yeah.
So they have different, there's different ways of treating each gender of each face.
Yeah. Do you reckon they'll stop the ageing process?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's getting like going to the dentist now. So, yeah, everyone's into it. Mesotherapy is like injecting under the skin, or you can use a meso gun, or you can microneedle a serum into the skin. And the redermalization serum that I prefer contains succinic acid, which is vital for skin health, and it gets right into your skin cell. It draws out all the copper, it brings in all the oxygen, and it basically treats hyperpigmentation, aging, acne, oily skin, a number of different problems that you may have. And also drink lots and lots and lots of water.
I think you say alcohol then.
I've been known to.
Drink that and you'll look fantastic to everybody.
Yeah, look in the mirror and you'll be like, I look good there.
You did. It's the first time on radio. It's not as bad as you thought, is it?
No, it's good. It's good. I've been very nervous.
Will you come back? I'll never see you again.
Definitely. Michelle, I'll come back.
Just, thanks very much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. We'll see you next month.
Yes.
Lovely.